Espresso English Podcast, Episode 18, 10 English Phrases for Extreme Emotion. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. One of the things that makes it difficult to understand TV shows, movies, and native speakers' conversations is the large number of slang words and idiomatic expressions that we use. So in today's lesson, I'm going to teach you 10 expressions in 10 phrases that describe extreme emotions. First, I'll say the phrase, and then I'll explain what the idiom means. Number one, my boss hit the ceiling when I told him I'd lost the documents. The idiomatic expression, hit the ceiling, means to get very angry and upset. Other expressions for sudden anger include go ballistic and blow a fuse. Again, all of these phrases mean get extremely angry. Number two, I'm dying to see the new movie. The expression dying to means you want to do something very much. It does not mean you are literally going to die. Number three, going to the World Cup final was a dream come true. If something is a dream come true, it means it was an experience that you really wanted to happen, and then it happened. Number four, my heart sank when I saw my test grade. I got a 54. The expression, my heart sank, means that you started to feel sad, disappointed, or discouraged. Number five, we were on pins and needles waiting to hear if we won the contest. If someone is on pins and needles, it means they are anxious and in suspense, usually waiting to know some important information. Number six, I'm kicking myself for not booking the flight yesterday. The price just went up $200. If you do something you regret, you wish you had acted differently, you can say, I'm kicking myself for the action. After this expression, we use the ing form of the verb. We use I'm kicking myself when we did something that now we believe was stupid. Number seven, I was shaking like a leaf after I heard an explosion on the train. We can say someone is shaking like a leaf if they are extremely afraid or nervous. Number eight, I'm pumped about the concert this weekend. It's gonna be awesome. If you are pumped, it means you are very excited for something, usually something in the future that you are really looking forward to. Number nine, I was floored by all the help we received after our son was in a serious accident. To be floored means surprised and or overwhelmed, usually in a good way. Number 10. It drives me up the wall when people answer their cell phones in English class. Drives me up the wall is an idiomatic expression that means it makes you annoyed. Other expressions for annoying situations include, it drives me crazy, or it drives me nuts. As you can see from these examples, conversational English is often very informal. It uses different expressions from the formal English that you read in textbooks. If you want to learn more phrases and expressions for everyday English, you can take the Everyday English Speaking course at Espresso English. This course focuses on English for daily life and social interaction, and it includes a lot of informal conversational expressions. You'll learn them all in context because you can see how these expressions are used in the dialogues that begin each lesson. Visit EspressoEnglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the Everyday English Speaking course. This is one of my best and most practical courses at Espresso English, and it's very important for anyone who wants to improve their spoken English. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.